You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. If you can't beat them, join them. Some 7,000 yellow cab drivers now have a new ride-hailing app that launched this week. It's called Aero, the taxi equivalent of Uber. It lets passengers hail taxis and pay for rides via their smartphones. The app comes as Uber continues to eat away at the market share of the cab industry. Here to discuss this and other developments in the ride-sharing business is Bruce Schaller, a transportation consultant and former senior official in the New York City Transportation Department. Welcome to WNYC, Bruce.
Hi.
So, Bruce, some journalists are, if you'll excuse the pun, hailing Aero as the yellow cab industry's last best chance to recapture the market share it's lost to Uber. But there have been previous attempts, like Halo. Halo dropped out of the North American market last fall. Why did the Halo app not work out?
Well, it's not so much that it didn't work out in New York City as that that company wanted to be more working in Europe and other places and had to husband its resources and so left the whole North American market. And it really didn't have anything to do with New York City per se, but was a company decision based on what they thought was the best thing for them and their shareholders.
Will Aero do any better in New York? Will it be able to catch up to the market dominance of Uber?
Well, it's going to be very hard for anyone to compete with Uber. They're very established. They're obviously very well known. And a lot of people love using their vehicles and drivers. On the other hand, Aero will have a large number of cabs right from the start. They'll have over 7,000 and hope to have 13,000, 14,000, 15,000, up to 20,000, both yellow and green cabs. So they'll have tremendous coverage around the city. And certainly they hope that they'll be able to provide very prompt and responsive trips when people use their app.
Are these the same customers? I ask this as someone who sometimes toys around with Uber and sometimes sticks my arm up in the air. Are Uber customers really interested in riding in a yellow cab, or do they like the Uber brand? And are taxi riders really inclined to pull their phone out and start fumbling around for an app, or are these just two different markets?
Well, I think there's a lot of overlap. There's a lot of yellow cab riders, and you've seen the drop in ridership on the yellow side that have moved to Uber, at least for a number of their trips. They probably combine and take yellow some and Uber some and also the new green cab some. I think Uber has also expanded the market, and some of those people may be folks who want a little bit more upscale experience, especially with Uber Black. So to some extent, Uber probably has a part of the market that the yellows aren't going to recapture. They didn't have it previously anyway.
Then why haven't taxi drivers and taxi fleets, if there is a fair amount of overlap, been more proactive?
So there have been a couple apps out there that haven't been widely known, that haven't been widely used. Really getting it out there, getting known, it's a big process. It takes a lot of advertising, and you have to really get, you know, call attention to what you offer and to make an offer that people will find preferable to what they do by habit already. And then there's also quite a bit of work involved in making the app work well. So all the back end stuff, and in this case, it'll be integrated with the systems that are in the cabs now and with the meters, and that by itself, just from a technical standpoint, is a substantial job. So they had to work through all of that before they could roll it out. I think the industry has really been spurred by the loss of ridership to Uber, and has, as that loss has grown, you know, have become more and more incentivized to do something like this.
There was news on the Uber front this week. A U.S. District Court in California decided to grant class action status to some Uber drivers. And one of the key questions there, Bruce, was whether the drivers were employees of Uber or independent contractors. And the state labor commissioner had already decided that they should be treated as employees. So what's the difference?
Well, there's a big difference. If you're an employee, you get vacation time, you are eligible for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. You have certain rights as an employee in terms of how you need to be treated. There's a range of things. You may have health insurance and other employee benefits that obviously independent contractors do not. So the stakes on this one are quite large.
Transportation consultant Bruce Schaller, thanks so much for coming on to help us understand this changing world. We appreciate it.
Thank you.